Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network. It is Indie Up Radio back once again. It's your boy D-Late guest hosting on this lovely Saturday, August 5th, 2017. Hosting for my peoples. They still in the building tonight. It's still going down on Indie Up Radio today on the show. I got my girl Candy K in, waiting for our brother Celebrity, the producer, to get in. But it's going down. It's going down right here on the Indie Up Radio show, you know, where we showcase and bring you all the greatest indie artist hits, music. This is where it is. This is where it's at. This is how we do it. We consider ourselves one of the best indie artist outlets out there. There are others. There are four others in particular who I'm very close with, very good friends with, Grind Hard Radio on Blog Talk. You can also look up these individuals on Facebook. Grind Hard Radio, a good friend of mine, Diva Spot Radio, HME Radio, and The Grind Radio. So those are good friends of mine. If you are an indie artist and you like your music played, you know, on those shows as well, and one interview on those shows as well, hey, look them up on Facebook. Tell them D-Slate sent you. Indie Grind Radio, HME Radio, Grind Hard Radio, as well as Diva Spot Radio. So definitely make sure you guys, you know, contact them as well. We got a huge show tomorrow. All those others I just mentioned, we're a part of a group, a CEO and radio radio hosts and CEOs of our radio outlets. We have a group called the Independent Connect. Team Tick is what we call ourselves, the Independent Connect. And we're going to have a special show tomorrow night for all indie artists, local artists, business owners. It's going to be a very important show. We're going to be giving out some information and talking about what we're going to be doing, trying to do for indie artists as well as business owners. Meaning that if you also have a product you're trying to sell or website you want to advertise or whatever the case may be, tomorrow night on the DIY Radio Network, Team Tick is definitely going to be in the building. That'll be 10 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is 9 p.m. Central time. So you guys definitely want to tune into that show. It's going to be huge for indie artists, local artists, and business owners. Candy K, what's happening?
What's going on?
You already know. Man. We're in the building. We're doing what we do.
In the building, baby. Glad to be back in the building. Y'all know we had, mm-hmm. A little break there for a couple weeks. Lord knows I needed this in my life. As well as the town. So, goodness.
Definitely.
I almost had to burn it down, shake it down. So, I'm saying now I'm okay and I'm back. So, I'm happy to be back home.
Well, that's good. Well, fam, you got family, we in your corner, if you need our help, we
Most
always
definitely.
There for you. Definitely.
Most definitely. And I appreciate that. So what's been going on with you?
Oh, not too much, just doing what we do, doing what I do for the DIY Radio Network. Not just for Indie Up Radio, but for all the shows on mm-hmm. the DIY Radio Network. I'm in the process of taking us to the next level. As far as the technical term for online radio is podcast, but I just prefer to call it internet radio or online radio,
which is definitely
the new thing and the next evolution of radio. If you guys
there
don't
is.
Know, that's what it is. It's the and internet
yeah.
radio is the next evolution of radio,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting into that process right now. Albums went to cassette,
yeah.
and cassettes went to
exactly.
laser disc went to CDs,
right.
and now
mm-hmm.
everything is digital. Now everything
it's
is
the
digital.
Evolution
so
of it.
You know,
that's
same thing
about.
With radio.
Oh.
Internet radio is the evolution of standard radio, what you've been listening to for years. Internet radio is the next evolution. So this is definitely where it's at. And the DI Radio Network is going to the next level. Before all of our shows were broadcast on TuneIn, the TuneIn app. If you go to your app store and download TuneIn, the DI Radio Network is on there now. We're also on iTunes.
Hey.
You can go to iTunes.
Got
we're on
it.
iTunes now, especially for the ones that's got iPhones and iPads.
Mm-hmm.
We're on iTunes as well as the Stitcher. If you guys know what Stitcher is, the DIY Radio Network is on Stitcher. We're definitely on all the social media outlets, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram. Snapchat yet. Not on Snapchat just
y'all.
Yet. Not on Snapchat just yet.
There,
but don't worry about it.
Not as a station.
These later, I'm gonna get on there though. I'm gonna become a
part
of the Snapchat world, and these later's gonna bring the DIY Radio Network to the Snapchat world. The DIY Radio Network is also broadcasting on Google Play Music now. So you can check us out on Google Play Music. We'll be broadcasting on Spotify as well. We're in the process of trying to do that. So hopefully you guys will hear us on there. But yeah, we're broadcasting through a lot of different outlets, and we're just trying to take it to the next level. That's what it's all about, and not
mm-hmm.
just for us, but for all the indie artists who is a part of the
exactly.
DIY Radio Network family and all the indie artists that we support
mm-hmm.
And that we will be supporting in the coming years. This is important.
Yeah.
This is important for you as well, for you to be heard. And also I'm in the process of, we are being heard, for those that don't know, the DIY Radio Network is also listened to worldwide. There's individuals in other countries that listen to us as well. And I'm in the process of building our worldwide audience as well. We're in the process of doing that. We're going to be playing more artists from other countries on the DIY Radio Network. So we're in the process of building that audience as well. So be on the lookout for that. Definitely.
That's right.
But Candy, yeah, you know,
I got to take it to the next level,
definitely. On the show today on Indie Up Radio, guys, we will be talking with two incredible indie artists today on DIY Radio Network. First off, we'll be talking with the talented Miss Sky Collette is going to be in the building in about 10 minutes, so we'll be talking with her a little later. You know, after that, you know, 45 minutes past the hour, we'll be talking with Scandalous Dion, indie hip hop artist. He's going to be in the building as well, so it's going down on Indie Up Radio. Of course, we're playing all your great indie artist hits. You know how we do it, hip hop, R&B. You know, pop, that's how we do it. All your favorite indie artists did. But we're, and when I say indie artist music, we're also going to be taking it a little bit to the next level as far as music is concerned, too. We're going to be playing, you know, we're going to be showcasing, you know, some, you know, a lot more pop artists as well as alternative rock artists, you know, because I've always been an alternative rock fan. You know, I like rock music. I like alternative rock as well. A lot of the groups that you hear on the radio today is what you can consider alternative rock. You know, like Maroon 5 and so many different artists that they've been playing that's popular on the radio today.
Yeah.
You know, it's great alternative rock, and I'm a big fan of that as well. So we're going to be showcasing some alternative rock as well as more pop music on the Diablo Radio Network. You know, and country music, we may get there. One day we'll probably get there with country music. I don't get me wrong, there's some country artists I do like, so
there are some indie
country artists out there that's got some great music, you know, who like to get some of their music showcased, you know, definitely. Hit us up. You know, we're equal opportunity
okay.
Radio network, you know, that's what
and
it's all
good,
about.
And if it's good, it's good. You
that's
know,
right. If it's great music, definitely. That's what it's all about. If it's great, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
So we're truly looking forward to that. But again, you know, it's going down a little later too in the show. Me and Candy probably going to also talk about real quick about the whole Colin Kaepernick situation and how everybody
and the Cowboys
preseason game. Yeah, you know, and everybody is talking about wanting to boycott the NFL this season. And
but that's ridiculous.
Let me just say this real quick. I understand the situation, Colin Kaepernick, and I get it, and you know, I support what that brother is doing. You know, if I support anybody who's passionate about something. You know, as long as it's legal and it's not illegal. But you know, if that's what he's passionate about, that's what he's passionate about. He's, you know, he's trying to express himself, and in this country, we're allowed to express ourselves. But you know, Katz is talking about boycotting the NFL. Look, man, football is pretty much the only sport I prefer to watch.
Thank you.
Now, I'm not saying I don't like baseball or basketball. Those sports are great, but
yeah,
just because
but I wait on football. Like I'm excited.
It's just because baseball and basketball is so long. You know, I mean, of course, if my Chicago Bulls or my Chicago Cubbies is in the play. Then, yeah, I'm going to watch them. I'm definitely going to watch them, you know, throughout the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If they're in the World Series or in the NBA Finals, absolutely going to watch it. But the season is just – unless it's a huge regular season game. But other than that, you know, it's so long, I don't watch it because the season is just too long. You know, you gotta be a diehard baseball fan.
Basketball? Oh,
right.
My God.
You got to be a diehard baseball fan or a diehard football fan. Right, to watch all of that. So that's just the only reason why I don't. But, you know, football is not that long. And, you know, it's 17.
Is,
you know, and so, I you know, I'm sorry. You know, I gotta watch it. You know, I gotta watch it.
I'm so excited.
Well, yeah.
And I hope you, you know, You will hear me make my picks, y'all. Y'all will hear
definitely.
That.
We're going to do that.
And I
once
know everyone
starts,
tuned in for the preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The season starts,
I know y'all
we're definitely going to be talking about that. Oh, yeah. You know, we was out there. In the meantime, we're gonna do what we do. It's your boy D Slate, Candy K in the building playing the hits. We're gonna be right back with lovely and the talented Miss Sky Colette. Right now, we're gonna play some hits for you guys. We got our girl J Marie. We got some Legato Shine right here on Yo. Let's go.
Single.
Celebrity artist or entertainer is on our show and being interviewed and being talked to us in our family, and are part of the family. So Legato and J. Marie is definitely part of the family, like many, many others, you know, and it's hundreds of others, guys. I mean, celebrity artists, indie artists, hundreds of members of this Diablo Radio Network family, maybe more than that, you know, all of our fans, more than that, because of our fans and all of our families too. So the DIY Radio Network family is huge and growing steadily, you know, day after day, you know. So also know, too, you know, the DIY Radio Network have a YouTube channel, and a lot of our interviews are on our YouTube channel as well. If you want to go to, you know, some people prefer to listen to YouTube a lot, you know, whatever the case may be. So some of our interviews are on YouTube, and we're gonna be posting more on there. So you guys will be able to check them out on YouTube as well. So we're getting there. You know, we're a lot of our video shows and interviews, you know, on different outlets. Like I said, we're all over the social media as far as social media outlets are concerned. So, you know, some of the more popular ones. So we're definitely out there. Ready, ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's time to introduce our first very special guest for this lovely evening. She is on the indie artist scene, and she has some incredible music, which we will be debuting for you guys today. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Indie Up Radio, DIY Radio Network, to the lovely and to Miss Sky Collette.
Welcome.
You guys are so awesome.
yeah. What's going on, Sky? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, welcome. We're great. We want to welcome you to the show. It's always a pleasure to welcome indie art. Just like I said before, that's our foundation. That was one of the biggest reasons why we created the DIY Radio Network, is to give indie artists an outlet, to give you guys a voice and an outlet so people can hear you, because there are a lot of talented, you know, indie and local artists out there, and they don't get a lot of airtime and a lot of recognition. We're trying to help with them. We're trying to help help outlet indie artists and local artists to be heard, because, you know, it's a really talented artist like yourself out there. So that's what we're all about. And we really do appreciate you guys coming and part of what it's all about.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, definitely.
I really appreciate you guys, too, giving us a platform. So it means a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. That's definitely what it's about. So definitely, Sky, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in music?
Oh, my goodness. So I've been singing since I was two. I love music. Like, I literally scared my parents, like, when they found out how much I love music, because they were in the car, and, you know, I was in the back seat, and they would play, you know, different songs on different stations, like the country station, the pop station, gospel. Every station they turned to, I knew every song on the radio. And they were like, what is wrong?
even the country one time.
Like,
that's how you do it? Even the country music?
Yes. And even now.
Did you know how to yodel?
Now, like, you know what?
Do you know how to yodel?
I haven't tried, but I probably can.
I bet you can. I heard your pipe. I bet you can. That I bet.
Yeah, like.
So you've just been
singing
all your life.
Yes, ma'am. I grew up just listening to so many types of music. I mean, I remember just listening to a lot of hip hop growing up. Of course, a lot of the 90s stuff, just. But I knew every song. Like, I don't know why I'm like that. That's just how I've always been.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, and that was funny. So I started writing, like, when I was, like, 11. And my cousins, they know every, like, they still remember the songs that I wrote. And they were like, when are you going to sing for us again? And I was just like, why do y'all still remember that song?
Because it was special to them. Like, that was a moment, like, they saw a star in their family. You know, like, you know, my cousin can blow, you know, like straight up. That was a moment to them. So look at it like that. That's how I would look at it. You know, it's like that's when they knew, okay, my cousin's going to make it, you know? So that's when, when you prove to them. So, it's that moment.
Thank you.
You really do have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. I really appreciate that. just music has always been a part of everything. Like, honestly, there's so many things that, you know, like, I got into the whole acting thing, and I like to dance.
I was going to ask you about
stuff.
So did you dance in school? Like,
you know what? No.
No,
really,
but
shy.
You just love it. Like, okay.
I have danced in front of people. Like, the funny thing is, people didn't know I could dance. And, like, for my prom, like, I totally danced. And everybody was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you were showing out, huh?
Yeah, you know, like, when you bottle it all in.
That was like your moment.
And then you finally, you just
gotta
go for it.
They better watch out. Yeah. Go big or go home. And at that point, prom, it's time to go big. So
exactly.
I'm not mad at you at all. At all.
Exactly. So, everybody, people were taking pictures and video and, you know, jobs and dropping.
Shocked them, yeah.
Yeah.
You
so
probably
that
shocked. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but I've
so were
always...
you like, dude? Were you in like choir in like the way like in church?
Yeah,
growing up.
Yeah, choir in church, but like mostly at school. And my teacher, I remember I was like 5 years old, and I was so annoying because I was singing my responses. So I was so annoying. Like, I couldn't just say something. I had to sing it. And so
you have no problem with me putting you on the spot. The spot is when you sing for us live right now. And games for your new fans. And I know, like, just so that you know, I do not put people on the spot who I don't believe in for their sake. So, so just because I know you have the voice.
Definitely. We
want to
hear.
Okay, awesome. You put me on the spot for real.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I do that.
It's on the spot. With you.
You're good. I'm trying to think of what song.
It's whatever
you're
doing.
Okay, it doesn't have to be my song, right?
It doesn't.
No, whatever you're feeling.
Just whatever.
Whatever you're feeling.
Okay, let me see. Okay. I keep on falling in and out of with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me go. Sometimes I feel good. Bad times I feel you, loving you, darling, makes me so confused. So, yeah.
Ooh, hey, that's talent right there. That's talent. That's when you put somebody on the spot and they come out and that's talent. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we always, we like people, we like people to know that. That the artists that we showcase are just studio artists that they can actually sing. That's what it's all
Thank
about.
Thank you. They don't need the auto tune and the extra. So
yeah, that's
it.
What it's
love
all
it.
About.
And I'm glad that you know you excelled.
Thank you,
you
guys.
Definitely excelled.
Now, Naskai, let me ask you this. I got two quick questions for you. Before we debut your song, 10 years from now. What do you want fans or you want people to remember about Sky? What kind of mark do you want to make in music?
Oh my God, that's such an amazing question. So for me, I'm a dreamer, right? And I want to leave a legacy where people they dream, they actually go after their dreams. Like, I have a lot of friends who call me, and they're just like, you know what? You go for it. You go after your dreams. So
definitely,
I think it's very inspiring, and, you know, a lot of people don't have the courage to do that. So I definitely want to be that person to help them understand that they can do it and that they should do it. They owe it to themselves to try. Like, you don't want to be, like, 50 in a rocking chair somewhere wondering where your life went.
Yeah.
And if you had done certain things differently, where would you be? You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to take risks. Take a risk on yourself. And you can take
definitely
a risk on a relationship, and you can take a risk on a job, and you can
absolutely
take a risk on all this other stuff. Take a risk on yourself. So I'm really big on dreamers, you know, and people just living the dream. And whatever that dream is for you, it doesn't have to be, you know, at the Grammys singing. It doesn't
exactly
have to be, like, a certain dream. It's just, because for me, I feel like I'm already successful because I've always wanted to be a singer ever since I was five.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all I ever wanted to do. And I'm doing it my way, under my terms. And to me, that's success. So I'm happy.
Exactly.
You know? And I want
people
to feel that. Yeah, like, I want people to feel that and experience that because you only have one life. You know, you don't want to be miserable in this life. So,
definitely.
So, yeah,
definitely.
I feel like regardless, like, of the different accomplishments and accolades, because, yeah, I want to win some Grammys. I want to, like, perform on, like, the big stadiums and things like that. But, like,
definitely,
that's not the biggest. The biggest thing is that people understand the essence of what I'm doing and what I believe in and what I'm trying to, the values that I'm trying to give them, you know.
Absolutely,
that's,
yeah.
That's what I want.
Well, that's all of that can be achievable. All of that can be done if you stay working hard, you stay grinding, you stay passionate about what you want to do, and you stay passionate and curious about your art and your brand, and always keep amazing people around you and people that love and trust you, people that's in your corner. You know, always keep those type of people around you, and you'll be able to accomplish
yeah
those things. Definitely.
Exactly, exactly. So everybody
appreciate
out there
that
right now, I just want you to know, like, whatever you're trying to strive to do, just do it. Whether you have
that's
the money,
it. Yes, indeed.
Whether you have the people, the support system, it doesn't matter. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about what you don't have, just do it. Just step out
yes
on faith
indeed
and just do it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, Sky, we're gonna go ahead and debut your single.
Okay.
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. We're gonna
awesome
debut that for everybody right now. And when we come back, we're gonna definitely close it out with the talented Miss Sky Colette right here on Indie Up Radio. Here's the world premiere of Sky Colette's single "Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend" right here on Indie Up Radio. Let's go.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and you know it, and you know it. And the beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going. Keeps going,
the beat keeps going.
Love is not the thing that I free. If you really wanna be with me, love is our girl's best friend, and you know it, and you know it. I'm a woman that knows what she wants.
Yes, I do.
I'm not the type to bite my tongue. I'm just here to have some fun. If you step to me, this comes
correct.
Broke me, please don't apply. Your application will get denied. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and you know it, and you know it. And the beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and you know it.
beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Bubba got the thing, but I ain't free. If you really wanna be with me, down with our girl best friend, they naughty, naughty. Buy me jewels, buy me clothes, buy me everything. Money and money's free. Talk is cheap, show me the screen. I could be the girl of your dreams. But I guess we will never know if you don't give up that dough. Now is our girl best friend, they naughty, naughty. And the beat keeps going. And the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Love got the thing, but I ain't free. If you really wanna be with me, down with our girl's best friend, they naughty, naughty. Down with our girl's best friend, they naughty, naughty. And the beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Now is our girl best friend, they naughty, naughty. And the beat keeps going, and the beat keeps going.
The beat keeps going.
Diablo Radio Network, Indie Up Radio. That was the world premiere of Sky Colette's single "Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend" right here on Indie Up Radio. Love the single. We're definitely going to be giving it, you know, some more airplay. Absolutely, on the Diablo Radio Network.
Thank you
for that. Now, Sky, if anybody wants to catch up with you, you know, any of the listeners and any new fans that you may have gained, who might want to check you out on social media, where can they find you?
Awesome. So I'm on every social media outlet. Of course, Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/SkyColetteMusic. And on Twitter, same thing, SkyColetteMusic. What else? Instagram. I'm on Snapchat for all the Snapchat lovers.
There it is. I got to get on that.
You can, yeah,
I told you.
Snapchat. Snapchat changed my life. Like, I didn't even know the power of Snapchat.
Yeah, I gotta get on it.
And on Snapchat, just ask Sky Colette. But you guys can stream my music on SoundCloud, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and I'm on Shazam too. So, you know.
All right.
And
all right,
there. I forgot. I have my own Pandora station, so sorry about that.
All right, now. There it is. Okay. There it is. Right here on Indie Up Radio on the Diablo Radio Network. Sky, I want to tell you, like I always tell all of our guests, you know, who come on, you come as a guest, you leave as a family member. Welcome to the Diablo Radio Network family. We're gonna keep supporting you and keep playing your music every time. And drop some new music, definitely send it to us, and we'll get some airplay up under it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you guys so much. It was such an honor to be here. The honor
was all ours, and we want to thank you. Thank you again.
Thank
and like
you,
I said, we're going to follow you. Absolutely. We're going to follow you on social media, and we're going to be getting it in with you. Definitely, definitely. We look forward to more future endeavors with you on the DL Radio Network. We just want to thank you so much for joining
us.
Definitely.
And I look forward to talking to you guys more. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Diablo Radio Network. That was the lovely Miss Sky Colette right here on Indie Up Radio. We got some more indie artist hits. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the one and only Scandalous De Leon. We're going to be playing his single, Check Game. It's going to be a Diablo Radio Scandalous single, Check Game. It's going on Indie Up Radio. I got some Chris Barbosa. I got some Marco Rich right here on Indie Up Radio. Let's go.
Malcolm on the beat.
Look at my dad, you know I'm a shit. As soon as I walk in the club, I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out. 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 Soon as I walk in the club, you know I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out. Look at my wrist. Look at my wrist. I know that it's shining. I know he don't like me. Pull up to the club, pull up to the club. Probably something foreign. Maybe if we got it, maybe if we rob it. Came in the club, with Keisha and Kiki. I leave at the club, with a Lexus and Mimi. Double cup of that pink soda. I'ma sip till I ain't sober. Look at my cash, just want me whip. Look at my dad. You know I'm a shit. Soon as I walk in the club, you know I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out. 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 Soon as I walk in the club, you know I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out. Look at my money. I'ma cash out. My pockets on base. Swear that's a cash count. Man, I'm so thrown. I'm about to pass out. I hop in the right. Skirt and I mash out. Cause I push a button. And I watch it back out. I'm in the galactica. My swag is so radical. These niggas be in the street. Talking about shit that they never do. I just paid on hater, no mind. I'm counting my revenue. I do it. Look at my cash. Just want me whip. Look at my dad. You know I'm a shit. As soon as I walk in the club, you know I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out. 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 I'ma show out. As soon as I walk in the club, you know I'ma go out. I'm popping bottles all night. You know I'ma show out.
Yeah, India Radio, Diablo Radio Network, your boy D Slate, Candy K. We in the building playing your hit. That was Marco with Show Off. Before that was Chris Barbosa with Get Your Money. That's how we do it right here on India Radio, Diablo Radio Network. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, special guest for this lovely evening, India Radio. Scandalous De Leon grew up in a small town in Central California. Where the sun does not shine quite as bright. This is where Scanlon learned some of life's greatest and hardest lessons. Fortunately, it's communicated amazing music. And we will be debuting some amazing music tonight with the single Check Game right here on Indie Up Radio. Yeah, it's going to be a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D-Out Radio Network welcome and an Indie Up Radio welcome to the one and only Mr. Scandalous De Leon.
Yo, what's good, What's going on?
We good, but that's how you do it, man.
That.
First of all, you got some amazing music, man. So it's our pleasure to be the outlet, man, and to help be the voice for amazing indie artists like yourself, man. And like I said before, that's the foundation of the DIY Radio Network. That's what we do, you know, to help be the voice and the outlet for artists like yourself, man, because you guys deserve to be heard like everybody else. Definitely.
Most definitely. And we most definitely need y'all too. Otherwise, wouldn't nobody be listening?
No doubt, bro. No doubt. Now, tell us, man. tell us the, you know, the intro, man. How did you get started, man? And you know, the your focus in music, man. And you know, what helped put you on the map?
Oh man, period. As far as getting into music, my grandma, she had me and my brothers and my sisters in the church singing and stuff like that. But then I was just so close to the streets and in the streets so much, I just learned the art of rapping and then loved it and then just wanted to tell my story that way. So I just started talking about stuff I seen and started talking about stuff I was doing. And that's what happened. Wrote my first rhyme in the fifth grade.
Do you remember that rhyme?
That's what I'm talking about. Do you remember that?
I don't remember none of the bars, but I remember I wrote it over Nelly's Hot in Here record. I do remember that karaoke machine.
I like that.
You was killing
it. I like that. Hey, 5 years. So, but let me ask you though, like at 5 years old, like what was the rhymes about? Like what was you rapping about?
Okay.
Oh, not 5 years old, fifth grade.
I'm up on fifth grade. Like, what was you at fifth grade? Like, what was you rapping about? Like, what was the rhymes about?
You know, pretty much then it was just like basketball and then school and like little girls we had crushes on. So it wasn't too much content in there.
Yeah.
So it was more light then before we got into life situations. So I wish I could remember because I know it'd be crazy to read that over.
So you talking about rhymes like she trying to get with me like kid but like that. So I know that's how you doing it. I know that's
man.
How you doing it. Getting it in. I like that.
I remember because I know it'll be crazy. Like to see what I was talking about.
I will be soul player.
I like
right
that.
Now.
Right.
Yeah, I like that though. That's real. But man, you know what? It's always to see that. You know, I mean, your church background, you know, your church roots, man, is what helped, you know, what helped keep you grounded in that, man, and keep you focusing on. And it's always good to hear that, you know, that that aspect in everybody's intro story. Once you got into music, man, I mean, what was the focus then, man? Like, what were you accomplished?
Pretty much at first, it was just people that artists I looked up to, like Snoop, DMX, Pac, and Nas. Like, they were dope. Like, I didn't even understand that you can get paid for music at the beginning. It was all fun and games. And then, like, I got better at it, and then I got introduced to where you could really make money off it. Like, I just thought they were just on TV and stuff until, like, I learned that they was getting checks. And I'm like, I'm good at this. I can do it, and I can get paid and feed my family.
Okay.
I was like... Man, but I didn't learn that till late. Even then, I was already all the way into high school, like still making music because I loved it. So once I became grown and was like, hey, this could become a real business. Let's get this money.
You know what? But you know what, though, bro? I like that aspect of like the focus because what it is it's just that you took a closer look at your passion and you realize other cats is out there doing it and you thinking like, man, wait a minute, these cats is getting paid passion to get paid to put their passion out there. Man, I got to do the same thing.
Most definitely. And
that's
just telling their stories. Giving them what you're going
and
through.
And that's what I do like about your music.
Definitely.
That's what I was going to let you know,
definitely.
Is that I appreciate a good story, you know. And
I appreciate
hip-hop
that.
Need that, you know, not some, but you
together.
Bring that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You bring that.
Well, you know
telling
what?
Me something, you know.
Well, you know what, Scan? Let me ask you this, though, bro. This definitely a real question for you. Let me ask you this. You know, when you looking at hip hop right now, because I think right now we in the trap music era. That's what I call it. Looking at hip hop right now, man, it's definitely not the way it used to be. It's definitely not like those cats that grew up, you know, being inspired by. It's definitely not like them and not like the music that they created. So looking into this game that you're coming in now and the game is now, I mean, how do you approach it, man? Like, what's your outlook about the way the rap game is right now?
I mean, as far as what it is right now, like we just going to keep it 100. I don't care about name dropping. We going to talk about the 21 Savages, the Lil Yachty, the Lil Uzi Verse. Some people may say that's trap music, but to me, it's not really trap music. Because if you think about it, trap music was T.I. and Jeezy and Gucci Mane, and they were telling stories within themselves.
Yeah.
It's like it's different now. The music now, like, we're not used to it, so it's hard to embrace it because it's like, what are y'all talking about? But it is a genre. It's here, and clearly they like it here to stay, and people like it. So we gonna have to accept it in the music culture, period. But they just in their own lane, and that's cool. But I mean, and that's all it is. That's how I feel about it. They in their own lane. It's cool with that. Mm-hmm. I'm a West Coast artist, so I'm gonna bring the bounce. But I was also influenced by East Coast artists, so I got to bring the bars in too. I got to get somebody to listen to. It's not.
See, I like that though, because not only because you're going in both directions. You're going in both aspects. West Coast always brought that bounce. They always brought that music, and then you want to bring that as well as you recognize that East Coast had them lyrics, so you want to bring that as well. So being able to combine the two, that makes fantastic music, man. That makes some great music. Definitely. I can appreciate that. And I just like the outlook. I like how you said it though, because when you really truly think about it, hip hop was in the same position when it came out some years ago. It's just a lot of cats that was, rock music and country and all those different genres and a lot of those old school artists, they wasn't feeling hip hop either. So it took hip hop a while for everybody to embrace it and everybody to accept it the way they do today. So, you know, for a new genre like that, it takes them a little while, man, but they'll get there though. They'll get there.
Right. Definitely. They got to name it though, because we can't just keep calling them mumble rappers. So I don't know what they're going to name it. But we're not going to give them trap, though. We can't give them trap.
Mumble rappers,
that name doesn't sound good.
No, I agree with you. Mumble rapping don't sound good.
Right.
Because it sounds like you can't even understand what they're saying. Yeah,
right.
That's real.
And so we not gonna disrespect T.I. and Jeezy them like that to put them in the category.
We're not gonna let trap that word.
I like
so
that.
We're not gonna.
I like the respect.
Most definitely.
Real quick, let me ask you, man. Have you heard about the Colin Kaepernick situation, man? What you think?
You know what? As far as him being on that platform and then being somebody to say something, I respect him 100%. And the way he's getting treated right now, it's not okay. Because he's still a baller. It don't matter. He's still that's what he get. That's his job. And he's not working because he didn't do his job. He's not working because his boss doesn't agree with some BS that he feels he's doing. And it's not BS. It's just real life talk. Like he's
not expressing himself. Yeah.
Exactly. It should be a lot of more people following in line with him, and I'm glad. I don't know if you guys read the thing about Oakland and in LA and in the San Diego, like boycott not to play until he gets on a team. But I respect that too.
That's what we
no doubt.
Definitely.
Now, see that type of because I know a lot of cats was talking about just wanting to boycott watching the NFL. Period this season. I can't do that because I love football too much. But that type of boycott, I can get down with that type of boycott. I can respect those cats, you know, saying that that's what those other players saying that that's what they gonna do until he gets put on a team. Now see, I can respect that. I can back that up. Because
it can make an impact.
Yes. I can definitely get behind.
If those teams don't
that.
Play, of course.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, Scan, we're gonna go ahead and do a world premiere right now, man, of your single, man. Tell everybody about the single, man, and give us a little info on the single, Check Game.
Oh, pretty much that thing is produced by Triple X Productions. Shout out to him. And pretty much what I wanted to do was I wanted to, you know, keep it West Coast, but then talk about the state of the industry right now, compared from artists back in the 80s and the 90s to the 2000s. Now it's time to get back to the original grit and grind of it. And
that's
then
right.
It's too flamboyant, you know, like where's the substance at? So that's where Check Game came from.
I like that. I just like your whole outlook about hip hop, man, because that's my particular outlook on it too, man. So I can appreciate that. I can definitely appreciate that. Okay, bro, go ahead and introduce your single for everybody right here on Indie Up Radio, man. Go ahead.
All right, well, this your boy Scandalous Deleon, man. Merced 209 representative. This is my new single, Check Game, off my upcoming project, Another Day, Another Dollar 3. Y'all check that out. Hey.
Right here, Indy Up Radio. We'll be back with more Scandalous. Let's go.
Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangster whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangster. Gangster Check Game, I can show you how a gangster gets. Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangster whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangster. Belly y'all look, gang, I can show you how a gangster gets. 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Inner City Scandalous in the building with the drum roll. You are the damn rappers, hella boost. Where you suckers pass at? Who said that you could do me? All these dudes around me had hoop dreams. Then had to hold some big things with a shoestring. These young thugs got you messed up. Being videos banging, but the streets got your tail tucked. Bro, you know them pants way too small. It's sagging hella low, showing all y'all draws. But everything on your chick, huh? Even you broke. But you want a real hustler and you scared of them all. Look, got them all thinking we all on a D-Lo. But I be on my gangsta, gangsta, peek the C-Lo's. My main chick, brother, me amigo. And she so gangster, her purse where me he
go. Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangster whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangster. Gangster Check Game, I can show you how a gangster gets. Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangster whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangster. Check that game, I can show you how a gangster gets. Look, I heard the streets tired of y'all slacking off. Suckers got a complex cause your fashion low. 80s baby and I still rock Chuck T. Fans don't hug me, she still wanna cuff me. And hammer still cocked in my Levi. Still got a couple flanked up at the Beehive. My low screwed up, Selena's back up the seaside. You ain't gotta ask, I know where I'm at. A-time, and I ain't tryna disrespect you, bruh. I'm just doing it like Nike and checking you, bruh. Look, get your ticker blouse back so she can meet me at the spot and pull off with a top hat. Cause my gang all go, your gang all foes. So when we slide, act like all y'all know. My illas bang on pose, you clowns hang off those. So let me show you how this gangsta go.
Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangsta whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangsta. Gangsta Check Game, I can show you how a gangsta gets. Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangsta whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangsta. Check that game, I can show you how a gangsta gets.
I heard they in the mood for some gangsta, gangsta.
Well, let me show you how a gangsta gets.
In the mood for some gangsta, gangsta.
Well, let me show you how a gangsta get.
I heard you in the mood for some gangsta, gangsta.
Well, let me show you how a gangsta get.
I heard you in the mood for some gangsta, gangsta.
Well, let me show you how a gangsta get.
Well, I'm a Emerald City 209 rider, Merced, California. Believe me, boy, I'm a shot. I'm surgical with the slimer. You really don't want these problems. They told me when I was younger, somebody you probably shot him, but I still got a gangsta lean, double styrofoam cup with an 8 between, yeah. And I still be in traffic with the window low, with money on my head, but that's how gangsta go.
Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangsta whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangsta. Gangsta Check Game, I can show you how a gangsta gets. Now they told me they was in the mood for some gangsters. So I bought me a gangsta whip, pulled up and I knocked me a gangsta. Check that game, I can show you how a gangsta gets.
D-Hour Radio Network, Indy Up Radio. That's how we do it right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Scandalous Deleon with Check Game. Look, man, love the single,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Love the single, no doubt.
Here,
no doubt, man.
Love.
We got
to make
trying to
more
walk
listen,
like it wasn't nothing.
We got West Coast love for my man Scandalous Deleon building, man. That's
right,
what's up. That right there is definitely going to get some serious airplay. On the DL Radio Network, man. If you got more singles, send it to us so we can get some airplay up under it. Definitely.
Oh yeah, most please definitely. Do. I will do that.
Please. Definitely, no doubt. Now, bro, let me ask you this. Let me ask this question for you. I like to ask all our indie artists who come on. 10 years from now, bro, what do you want people to remember about Scandalous, man? What kind of mark do you want to make on music?
Man, pretty much just a grind, period. Like I always say, I'm not a role model. I don't want kids to do what I'm doing. I just want y'all to follow the path and how I did it. period, point blank, just watch the grind. And I put blood, sweat, and tears into this, man. I barely sleep. I'm always state to state with it. And then that's just what it is right there. So they could remember me hustling, getting to where from nothing to something. And that's pretty much it.
No doubt. I can respect that. Hey, I can respect, and I know you're not. I know you're not done with it, definitely, man. But I can respect that. I can respect that aspect. I can respect that mentality, man. And I truly appreciate it, bro. I appreciate that,
Most definitely.
Well, if any of the fans, man, and new fans, because you definitely got some listening, man, if they want to catch you on social media, man, where can they find you?
Oh, man, I got my website at scanlessdeleon.com. It has all my information there. That's scanlousdeleon.com. As soon as you click on the tap into the page, it's all right there. Follow me on the Twitter, the Facebook, Instagram, Snap. I'm right there, man. I'm easy to find.
There it is.
For real.
There it is, no doubt, man. And everybody that's tuning in with us, man, and all over our social media outlets and everything, man, is definitely listening. So we're gonna keep supporting you. And our website should be our brand website should be dropping next week. And I'm gonna tell you right now, on the D Hour indie playlist, or you can best believe Check Game gonna be on that. Yeah,
hey,
Check Game is definitely gonna be on that.
Appreciate that.
That's
love.
What's up. No doubt, no doubt. Well, we definitely appreciate you, man. Any shout outs, man, you want to put out there real quick before you roll?
Man, I just want to give a shout out to my city, Merced, California, my team, Live and Exclusive ENT, Outlaw Money, and it is what it is. Appreciate y'all for having me on here, man.
No,
and
bro,
we hope
thank
to do it again.
Oh, no, we definitely going to do it again,
on.
Man.
Yeah, you'll be
we
back.
Definitely gonna, yeah. And if you ever come out to AZ to perform, man, definitely let me know so I can show you some love.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that. I'm going to definitely tap in.
No doubt. No
if
doubt.
You're surrounding
no
Oklahoma,
doubt.
You might not come to Oklahoma. But hey, if you're surrounding,
oh, he's gonna get there. Personally, he's gonna be doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna be doing a nationwide tour, so he's gonna get
in
there.
Oklahoma, so I'll be.
Yeah, he's gonna get
most
there.
Definitely.
No doubt.
Bad.
No doubt.
Let me know. I'm a support.
No doubt. Okay. Scan, we just wanna thank you, man. I want to tell you, like we tell all of our guests, man. When you come on as a guest and you leave as a family member, so welcome to the D-Hour Radio
appreciate
Network
that.
Family. And we're going to keep supporting
you,
and and telling everybody
okay.
about you just like family's supposed to. Definitely.
I heard
that's
that.
Right.
Most definitely. We
no
all
doubt.
Be blessed, man. Once again, thank you.
No, you be blessed
thank
too,
you.
Bro. And we appreciate it, man. And definitely have a blessed rest of your day.
All right, y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Diablo Radio Network, Indie Up Radio, Scanless De Leon. Make sure you guys go to scanlessdeleon.com. to get all the info on them. That's scanlousdeleon.com. Make sure to check out the music and get all the info about Scanless right here on the Diablo Radio Network. We got some more hits when we come back. Me and Candy going to close it out for you guys. Another fantastic show. You know how we do it. Nina B, let's go.
Yeah, Nina. You know who I am, huh? Get familiar. Look, hang up with niggas. I'm Archie Bunker, hook up for star. Brian Pumper, a million tapes. No Heather Hunter, you little niggas. I'm Willy Wonka, I'm about a dollar. No Bernie Mac, like blue and green. I'm on a mat, I'm kitty litter. I corner cat, Keenan and Kel. I'm all of that. I slow flow, simple jack. Something like a pimp, I'm in the lack. Erase your life, no men in black. Better bow well, learn how to act. Makai Pfeiffer, I'm paid in full. No check the trailers, major pull. They red flags, we raging bull. I'm on the edge, windowsill. I'm cake dead, they love my comedians. I wanna laugh, I'm on my own. They ain't dead, I'm here to stay. They baiting fast, golden touch. King Midas, 300 strong. Leonidas, I'm just a bee. No hepatitis, but I'm sick with it. Fatal virus. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Yep, yep, you know who I am. My name Nina B, Nina, Nina, Nina B. Remember me. Yep, you know who I am. Yep, yep, you know who I am. Yep, yep, you know who I am. My name Nina B, Nina, Nina, Nina B.
Like men say I'm hot, but I can't get overcooked. And they the small things, all things overlooked. I got my girlfriends, no golden brooks. Bet you hate the watch, Captain Hook. I got it locked. Weezy, white wine, Grizzly, I put them on. CC, and I put on for my city, no Jeezy. One glove, OJ, I knock them out with one hit. Nicole Ray, I get it poppin'. Rosé, keep it genuine, no Soleil. I'm on the grind, Tony Hawk, I'm Lindsay Lohan, no remorse. I'm Jay-Z, brush my shoulders off. I'm Tiger Woods, before divorce. And for the haters, bet, bet, rock 'em all, cat stacks. They all burn, quack, quack. They on my swag, backpack. What's cracking, baby? No Bobby Brown. They sewer at underground. Homie, don't play, I'm not a clown. I'm Kerry Hilson, I knock him down. I bang, bang, just like a burner. Roast chicks, call me the colonel. I rep the east, no Uncle Murder. Tossing, tossing cake, Ike Turner. No Tyler Perry, I'm shooting at you. You want me dead? Right back at you. Take a number, no raffle. The Wicked Witch, have an apple. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. My name Nina B, Nina, Nina, Nina B. Remember me. Yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. My name Nina B, Nina, Nina, Nina B. Remember me. Nina B, Ravenel. Yeah, yeah, you know who I am. Woman on the move. My name Nina B, Nina, Nina, Nina B.
So disgusting right now, ain't
you? You know who I am. You
know.
Remember me. Remember me, NinaB.com.
Throw it back to, 'cause it's my turn to put the moves on.
The Hour Radio Network, Indie Up Radio. That was Sassy Sings with On You. Before that, you already know how we do it, playing all the hits, getting it in where the fit-ins be fitting in. Before that was Nina B, with You Know Who I Am, right here on Indie Up Radio. Got Candy K in the building. You already know how we do it. We're getting ready to close it out for you guys on this lovely evening. Definitely want to thank everybody for hanging out and tuning in with us on Indie Up Radio, as always. Definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. All the indie artists, local artists from all over, as well as business owners, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow on the DIY Radio Network for Team Tick Radio, the Independent Connect. We'll be on five different radio outlets, radio personalities and CEOs of five different radio outlets, as well as us, will be on tomorrow talking about what we plan on doing for indie artists and local artists and business owners to be airplayed and showcased, and as far as and as well as advertisement for all five of the networks. So important show. Definitely make sure you guys tune in. This will be beneficial for indie artists and local artists as well as business owners. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is 7 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Central. Definitely want to give a big shout out to our sis, Sky Colette, our new sis, Sky Colette, for hanging out and joining us today on Indie Up Radio. Definitely make sure you guys look her up, Sky Colette Music, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram. Definitely make sure you look her up. She's on Spotify as well, so make sure you guys look her up and support her as well as we will. And definitely big shout out to our brother Scandalous De Leon for hanging out with us today on Indie Up Radio. And go to scandalousdeleon.com, scandalousdeleon.com, and check him out. Check out his music and definitely support him as well. That's our new brother, so we're going to keep on supporting him. Candy, another great show. Any closing comments for today?
Well, I just like to say I'm happy to be back here, you know, and I hope everybody be safe, and thank you for Guy Colette and Scandalous David. Lord knows they going to grab some new followers today, I know for sure. I was one of them as well as everybody else. And thank you for finally bringing us back. I'm ready.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, and, you know, we got more. We got another great show coming up next Saturday. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. And it's going down, you know, right here on Indie Up Radio. Again, tune in tomorrow on the DL Radio Network for a special show. Team Tick Radio presents History in the Making Podcast Legends. Yeah, we definitely will be talking about what's going down and how we're going to be helping indie artists, local artists, as well as business owners. So be ready for it. It's going to be a great show. And again, big shout out to Scandalous De Leon and Sky Colette for joining us now. They're new family members of the Diablo Radio Network. And remember, all artists who come onto the show, and this is the celebrity artists and entertainers as well. Everybody who comes onto the show and conversates with us and talks to us and gets interviewed becomes part of the Diablo Radio Network family, as well as all of our fans and listeners. So definitely, if you are a new listener, a new fan of the Diablo Radio Network, welcome to the family. And like I said before, we got many, many more shows coming up. And tune in to us. We're all over the place as far as social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr.
I'm on Snapchat, but D-Slate going to get with the program.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get with the Snapchat program. Trust me.
Yes,
I'm going to get with the Snapchat program. I'm going to do that.
For
Candy, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get it in on Snapchat so you guys can talk to me about the network. And I'll be talking to you guys on there as well about the network. So definitely look forward to that. And I just want to say thank you, you know, once again, to Sky and Scandalous for hanging out with us. And we'll see you guys. We will definitely see you guys again on the network. Also, the DIY Radio Network is now on Google Play Music, so you can listen to us on Google Play Music as well. So we're now on there. So big shout out to all the Google Play listener fans, new fans that we're gaining out there in the internet world. But we're going to end it off for you guys today. Definitely. We're going to end it off for you guys today. Want to thank everybody for tuning in, hanging out with us. Please check us out tomorrow for Team Chick Radio and the DIY Radio Network. We're going to end it off with my girl, So Free, with her joint, one of my favorites, Hustler's Girl. Let's go. We'll see you guys next time. Be safe and stay blessed.
Yo, what's good?
Hey, babe, where you at?
I was where I was last time, ma. I'm trying to get this bread. I'll see you in a minute.
You said that 2 hours ago.
Look, chill. Hold your horses, ma. Shit ain't easy. I'll be there in a
whatever,
minute.
Nigga. Every day and every night, I refuse to watch the news just because I might see you catching a case. Whenever you call me, I'm surprised to hear from you. It's been months and now I'm seeing this is a way. I never thought I'd be the girl who gave her entire world to someone like. Hey, I don't know how I got myself into this. I can't believe I'm a hustler. How did I get my heart caught up in it? It's 2:15. Today's our anniversary. Even just a minute, what am I to do? Oh, you say confusing me. I can't take this misery. There's just no more fun in it. Why is it fair to leave me here? Drowning in my tears, why don't you just let me go? Oh, oh, oh. I can't believe. Hey. And now I wait up for you each and every night. Hey. I can't believe I'm a hustler. How can a love like this be right? I'm tired of never knowing
when you're coming home.
I'm tired of you not showing
me that I'm the one.
More powerful than anything they've seen before. And responsible for nearly half the cocaine on the streets of the United States.
I came looking for love.
Even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station. Showing love to underground artists. Yeah.